This is an interview with Mr. James William Akers and Richard T. Akers in Louisa, Kentucky. This interview was conducted by Edward McCurley on July 13, 1978 for the Kentucky Oral History Commission. This interview took place at 103 Maple Street, the home of Mr. James Akers in Louisa. Mr. James Akers' voice is the first one ever heard.
That you get at any stores now were sold at that one store. There's horse shoes, cow points, the best cars,
and you operate it.
Yeah. All sorts of groceries and stuff, and dry goods as many as the boat, or boat goods. There wasn't many of
them. They come in 50 yards. Bolts are rolled up and calico and everything. One of them took marijuana
and synthetic stuff. And all cotton. And these also had, they had silk, bolts of silk too, and wool, woolen. So I believe it was flannel called it, didn't it?
Yeah.
Instead of wool. What is that?
It is wool. Sheep. Women. Manufactured sheep, except for the city, as either wanted to be 6 feet wide, and you get just around as many yards as you wanted. But you had like a half dozen feet, you got enough yards next to the road.
And made your own home.
Yeah. And instead, there's bleach and unbleach. The unbleach was sort of a tan looking. Just about had long, but most I didn't have it quite as long. Right here, it's not even, that's all we had. It wasn't a highway, it didn't road. We had a ferry up there.
Oh, where is this again?
That is it.
About 18 miles, there it is.
Absolutely. Dad had pretty stiff conversation across the river, little town called Richardson. And we had a ferry. Ferry boats, the big ferry, horses, and mules, and cattle, and once in a while we get automobiles come out. But the ferry fast, but it wasn't in the road.
But we would just drive away then, horses and mules.
To get merchandise for the store, had to cross the river, and the depot was there. We'd get up there, and all the time. It wasn't like stores now when we got there. When they bought the, they bought a flat carpet. They buy maybe five bags. And they come 100 times for that bag. One round of food carpet.
They did have some
round
carpet.
Yeah.
But pilot knob and best gear. And then they had a package, somewhere around in a package, like in a paper called like AFP for talking about. I thought it crazy, it was a chance of car. I thought about the beam. I don't think it was like maybe 7 or 8, you know. Then they had the fault in there, and now they did. I mean, they didn't have a real store. I mean, everybody around had a mill, like you told me they had their own mill. Green won't even go with me. Tommy Green had to take my bedpan, so I had him on the other side. And then a little later on, they come in all the way. And Tommy Green, I told Mr. Bedpan, I have a very different thing about that. They got about half a teaspoon of coffee and served the oven, but they just used a cold wood and all of the old. In fact, the one we had was home comfort, right?
Yeah.
And they had a good one. And one of them came to sell them over there. Oh, he'd make a 15 year about every, I guess, about every 20 years. Won't last about that long. They'd change models when he came to us on that. Another one, she'd get it, and put a coffee in there. She'd take a paddle in there. And that's why I had to stir it. It was too hot. She'd start getting the coffee on there. It had to be roasted just about
long. Well, since I've got the tape on that now, how about Tom was young, let it young, or so you can get that wrong?
He was actually a representative of some either groceries or hardware, dry goods, or whatever. He was a representative of their favorite for their stuff. And the only way he could travel, on a horse or three, or a passenger train. But there were four passenger trains going down there for 3 days. Maybe the grocery stores would make their trip about 1/3 of 2 weeks. Two men had come in the spring and in the fall. We both did the drive.
Well, the drive was on the same road. We'd come back last year. And then they had the hand-me-down clothing. They didn't sell very much. I mean, a few streets. They were sure couldn't honor too much stuff like that. They didn't have room to store it. Oh, it was about 45 or 40 or 50.
Yeah, about 50. Not including the wagon.
Yeah. Not including the wagon, we told
him. There was a kerosene tank back there. He sold kerosene. Nobody had to. There wasn't electric lights before. And everybody bought kerosene now.
So, some barrels weighed about 400 pounds of the bag wooden barrel. Flour came with it, but the barrel was 194 pounds, I think it was. Pulled out the barrel, good enough. Later on, they got it into 25 pound bag. We were in the bag. But later, they make a 12 pound bag of steel. Boston had a great big tree, and they were going to see it. And there's two of them to the 100-pound bear. Mm-hmm. And they were brought to us and Bob said sometimes he left them in the bay. Or the pound of deer, or the 10 pound of deer, take that fruit and scoop it out and weigh it up and put it away. I showed him some in a bag about, I believe it was 40 pounds. It was a wooden bag. And of course, nobody bought it hardly ever over a measure of what he showed me. It was a pretty good little bag of deer, and his bag, we call it a candy pole. Mm-hmm. It was spoke about, about 6 or 8 inches long, and spread out about that far. You get one of them full of candy for a nickel. Candy cane and buckets, about a 5 gallon bucket. That's what we call nigger toes, or chocolate drop. And that gross a mix. Mm-hmm. You have two sauces in it. That gross a mix is different flavors. It's all little pillow-like stuff. It's about as fast as my hand, about that long. Like to pick up your hand to fill that bag up, and that's my measurement. Back up, come in a metal drum about, I'd say about 30 inches high, about 2 feet in diameter. The stackers are all, they were stacked in there. I mean, they're all on up edgeway. I reckon when they made them, I don't know how they made them, got them in there, but they're all stacked in there now. Pick them out with a handful and weigh them up, you know. Get what they want to pound, it wasn't much, but I just stayed fresh. I mean, they didn't never get old. They didn't have to open the place right around. I believe it opened for a day or just, you know, like all on sale, you know. One tracker stayed fresh for a month. They didn't never get sale. Now, there's a long sausage. They come in rows about that long. It's hanging up on a nail in the store. It doesn't have to be a big rig. If it hung by a month, it didn't get as it was from the day we wanted it. It didn't get old. It had to taste to it. Bacon the same way. It wasn't too much bacon sold, but because most people still had their own meat, still their own heart. But when you did have bacon in the store, there wasn't no refrigeration. It didn't keep if he might play him in the wiring, warm room.
Was it heavily battered?
You know, it was the smoke, not the smoke. I mean, it was smoke of wood. It didn't have its stuff painted on it. It was really smoke. I called it. Good bacon. Yeah, hard. I mean, it set it to the bacon off. And it was dry. I mean, it wasn't hard.
April starts to speak to you. And soon, in wooden boxes, 25 pounds of box.
They're dried apples.
Anybody want them? You just take your hand, dig them out there, and put them in the bag. That's the story for the
whole lot.
Beans the same way. They're 100 pound bags.
Beans are peppers and parsley, all those things, 100 pounds. And then they're great enough for them to have a morning. And then when the first one was born, we first got rid of the eggs. And they told me they had all of this, and they had a few kids maybe time. They had to go down once a month. And they took the order, and one of them out the order, called to the school. And there's all sorts of canned stuff there, too. I mean, just things to do now. Peaches and tomatoes, harmony, everything like that. They also had back then they had flake comedy. I don't know why they ever kept making that. It was an awful good stuff. I mean, it looked like cornflakes, but cornflakes hadn't been bound. I mean, it was about the size of cornflakes. They were the biggest stuff. I mean, it's 100 pounds, they're 700 pound bags, but the bag wasn't that big. It wasn't very long. I mean, it wasn't very big at all. The bag was bigger.
Two in the bag and two in the club. You can use a thing like this. You push him and make that march off and change the experience.
I don't want to find it. Two in the bag. You look good and see from this side. I'll do it. Just 2 inches. You can put it down.
Now, how did it come along?
It came
Now, some of the clothes were about that long.
Mm-hmm.
And they're about that wide. There were two widths of them. Put in a little curtain. I guess they must have been about 50 clothes for them.
Oh, that's that kind of deal.
And get Barnes New or Big Baby or different Bar Apple, and they had all sorts of ideas. They had some of the same brands on.
They paid 200. That's all that level.
They're going to Nickel Brook. Yeah. They're going to Nickel Brook. They're going to
Nickel Brook. You saw the nickel in there?
No, you see the great big
of it.
The nickel. I think a plug is about 15 cents for the whole plug. Some of them just want to make it worth a lot of about it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not, some of them had snaps and fake version. A star was a thick plug, about that thick. It's about that kind of width, about a foot long. It's about, it's only about a foot long. It's a star and big work. It looks a whole lot alike, it's different in the face of it.
And the smoke of the bag came in a little soft bag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go around, stud. And there's another one or two.
Rolling rain.
All about the same. Rapid.
Oh, they're just the dry leaves. Black leaves. All put it on the same head that the man for.
Not all the special guns you get nowadays.
No. Well, of course, they had French salad back then, and they had the quit back then. A lot of people, a lot of older people, smoked quit. It was
two to two.
They had the, cane, bee, and sheephead, and a warm powder quit. That was for the powder down to the second floor, a warm powder. The name of that stuff counted. And a lot of them beat it, and what they'd smoke too. They played off the little bit process. I guess not that long. It's nice, it's just nice. The top of it was loose, and then it started pushing down between the two flaps. And it's just down to there. The tag on the top of it, and it was kind of this will come in the store. Somebody wants cane bee, and there's not a cane bee. I haven't seen any little cane bee tags laying around just for the fact. If two tags, you put that cane bee tag on, all the hands are back. But as long as it had the tag on it, that's what it was.
And the plug that I got, Big Baby had a little yellow bird metal tag on, about three on each side. They went off snow on one side. And the Browns knew had a red mule. He had that three of them on it.
And the apple, it had a little round, red, round tag on the second stage of apple.
Metal tag.
And the metal tag had a little thing on the part for the tip, little sharp edge. Or the spit it just to make sure that you could put it on the back. And the back. Where the Browns were.
So what years are we talking about here?
About 1920.
Around in the early 20s.
How long was this store in existence?
Well, he was there about 12 years or so.
He had a store out on Blaine that it used to be a hotel out there called Prosperity. And he had a store out there before he left to this other place. All the merchandise you get out there, he had to haul it from Lee's and Elijah.
Wasn't it as far as the truck for him anymore? About, what was it, 18 miles from up there?
It took you all day, hard day, drive all those mornings to get back late at night.
And you both worked for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
What were your responsibilities?
Everything.
Yeah, whatever it was to do.
We all worked in the store besides you.
Well, all it took, usually one person could wait on the stage. There wasn't a whole lot of customers coming in. Wasn't crowded. I mean, some days they wouldn't be over. They'd have been coming in and buying the place. The houses were far apart. And, I mean, maybe it'd be, it'd be days. It wouldn't be but very few in.
food store only for some Saturday on payday for the railroad, and had quite a few sections. All sections down there, they had a railroad section, a section house right at Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
And they had one down at Benbow. And it was about 2.5 miles. Well, them fellas down there, they stayed up there too. Probably crazy to everybody, and he didn't know if they had money or not. And then he had $10.15, $20 worth of groceries, put it on the bush. And all the other fellas come in with any money. They'd pay once in a while, and some of them never paid, but he lost lots of money out of it. But he's got to get it all over it. He's carrying meals and cattle and hogs and everything. He didn't get enough money in a cow coming on his shoulder. The cow and cow and chicken. And they got chickens in the way up on the stairs there. And they took them out and out the back door and the road there. And he owned all around there. They said it was kind of late anyway. I don't know if ever I saw eggs any under, I don't believe, 10 cents a dozen. People wouldn't hardly fool with them, if they were cheap than that. But 10 to 12 cents a dozen is about the eggs too. Of course, he didn't pay them under eggs. He'd buy them the store, the fellas would buy them the store, and he'd give them 10, probably maybe 8 cents a dozen. They paid him out of the roof, flung the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And the roof was all like that. Everybody was running out of it. And of course, the Jason was just one place, and they didn't do it at all. There was no Jason was ever sold.
Did everybody get on?
Everybody did. Now in the wintertime, about Christmas, local potato there, so they ended up with a big car with oranges and all that, and he'd order a bunch of that stuff. And he had plenty of fruit to dip. And he dipped bananas pretty much all the time through the winter season. You know, there's, he'd buy maybe two or three, they'd come in big old long hampers, all those. I guess 5 or 6 foot long and a half of them. Soft foot. They were big enough for a big at a time. Awful big stalks of bananas that come in that stuff around that wooden half of the paper. They brought them to the top a little bit. They had some fine looking, some kind of straw around them. They stood down there. They put them in there. The oranges were coming in a crate. I guess about a foot or a half crate. Apples you didn't buy there in the raised there. But bananas and oranges, I don't know, I don't believe he ever handled any grapefruit. I don't remember seeing any. Might have been, but I don't remember. But oranges and bananas, there are a lot of kids through the country, if they got a banana or orange for Christmas, that was a pretty good Christmas for a little bit of candy. I didn't know I was going to go to the later on, they started putting out those candy bars. A baby's something come out along with the kids and stuff like that. Baby's bars. There were different kinds of bars. I didn't know what they were going to do. The Russians didn't hardly eat a bar from the end. They didn't make a bar of candy. They were going to take a bunch of candy.
Did you stop clothing?
Yeah, he had a few streets to go.
And streets, yeah.
And streets. On the trees, he handled an awesome, little big trees right on up to the mill on one of the trees. Not too many different styles, but I guess he didn't make too many different styles that time. But he had two trees, and he had high-five trees. The high-five trees was John T. Roberts. I don't know, I believe they still make that tree. $50 a pound, maybe $75. They were $5 a pound, and that was as good a beer you could buy anywhere, either from a store town or any other food. And they were $5 a pound.
What did the people go for?
Overalls wouldn't cost you over 60 cents. About 25 pounds by your flower, 40 cents. And the apparel were all about 60 cents. They didn't sell too many overall pants, what we called overall. They called them jeans now or something. But they called them overall pants then. But most of it was in bib overall. They had the high back and the suspended back.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the high back was a little higher class. Maybe it makes it a dime higher on the pair. Earn the money that way.
Have you all made a living off the store? Is that where you...
Oh, we farm too.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Had a big farm up there. We farm.
Was it?
I think so.
So how'd you find to get into the store business?
I think it's more or less an accident. To the place he wasn't able to do a whole lot of farm work. He just decided to put it up in a store and started to make some money. Turned out to be a bigger project than he thought it was going to be. And he operated for about 12, 15 years.